Yes. That music means it is time for Around the NFL. Five spots that I looked at this weekend piqued my interest. We'll start out with the team the Eagles will face next week. The supposed bad team that will favor the return of Carson Wentz, except that the Colts pulled off a stunner yesterday, beating the Washington Redskins 21-9 in Washington, with the Redskins only having three field goals on offense. And for the first time in a long time, a non-sellout crowd. Andrew Luck, mediocre day, 21-31, 179, two interceptions, and a 77 quarterback ranking. But Luck did throw for two scores. He was 7-for-8 for 62 yards on a 13-play drive that ended with Luck and T.Y. Hilton connecting for the decisive touchdown. Here is the play that gave Frank Reich an NFL win.
Instead, the Colts go spread. Hines in motion. Luck throwing. It's caught. Hilton for the Indianapolis touchdown.
There it is. Was that the Indianapolis broadcast?
No, that was the national.
That was national broadcast?
Yeah.
Who's the team there? Was it as good as Kenny Albert and Rondé Barber?
And Tiki. No, that wasn't
as good as that?
No. That treat that we had.
Number four. This just in. Buffalo Bills stink. Sean McDermott, I know he's a local guy, might be overmatched as an NFL coach. They never make any progress. And yesterday, the franchise hit a new low when a starting player actually quit the team at halftime. Right, Melvin Gordon scored three touchdowns for the Los Angeles Chargers as they beat a Bills team, giving rookie quarterback Josh Allen his first start. Allen was mediocre, 18-33 for 245, but got sacked five times, had a quarterback rating of 63.3. But the big story was cornerback Vontae Davis, who didn't come out for the second half, quit the team, left the building, then issued a statement on Twitter saying he had quit the NFL and he can't play anymore. Here was McDermott's reaction to Davis.
Any other pitch down today with it being his first game back, or what was the...
Pull himself out of the game. So he communicated to us that he was done.
For clarification, so we get this right, Vontae was not hurt. He pulled him. He took himself out of the game.
That's correct.
There it is. Fly that quit. Just play the second half and then quit, right? That's weird. Number three, here it is, the special kickers version of the Around the NFL program. It's time to start that portion. Little kicky boys all over the league failed their teams yesterday. It's starting Green Bay, where Daniel Carlson missed two field goals in overtime, including a 35-yarder as time expired to prevent the Vikings from beating the Packers. The teams wound up tying 29-29. The real football players had big days, including Kirk Cousins, who threw for 425 yards, four touchdowns, including three in the fourth quarter, and Aaron Rodgers, who, playing with a brace on his knee, threw for 281 in the score. Kicker fans, here's your first highlight, Carlson's final OT miss. Yes, oh my goodness. Don't you just want to smash a quarterback, a kicker in the side of the head when that happens?
And now he's out. They send the Cowboys' former kicker, Dan Bailey, is now there.
Carlson was cut?
He was cut.
Bye-bye Minnesota?
Yes.
All right, number two, kicker faux pas number two, Cleveland's Zane Gonzalez. God, this team is just allergic to winning. The Browns, for whom things were looking up, after they got a tie last week, chalked up another L when Gonzalez missed two field goals wide right, the final one in the waning seconds, which as the Browns tried to send a game into overtime. Gonzalez also missed two extra points. Dude, you have one job. Kick the freaking football.
Gonzalez, he's missed to the left. He's missed to the right. And the Saints are going to win this game.
And he got cut, too?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Both kickers got cut. And number one in Around the NFL today. All right, we won't see the Giants around no more. In a matchup of the NFC East teams where one had to win to stay in a playoff hunt, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Giants 20-13. Dak Prescott has a bounce back week. Prescott hits on a 64-yard TD completion to speedster Tavon Austin. The loss for the Giants means that they now only have a 12% chance to make the playoffs. But according to ESPN's statistical breakdown, the Cowboys, with a loss in this game, would have only had a 46% chance to make the playoffs. So the time being, they're safe. Here is the big play to Austin.
Olawale now as a fullback, the former Raider. Fake to Elliott, and they go deep downfield and getting open and making the catch at the 25-yard line and taking it all the way into the end zone is Tavon Austin. Touchdown, Cowboys.
All right, and that ends around the NFL for today is the great Alphonse Michaels on the call. All right, it is now official. The Patriots have acquired Josh Gordon. They sent Cleveland a fifth-round pick. And if Gordon is not active for 10 games, Patriots get back a late-round pick from the Browns. So there you go. No Eagles, no Gordon. Dez still out there. He's better than anything they have. So I don't know what's going to happen. Give the kid some weapons. He's starting next week. Preston and Wilmington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Preston.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I was just listening to you talk about that that test.
Yes,
the
EMG, yes.
Yeah, I've had it about three times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Have you flopping around on that table?
It's kind of weird, isn't it? They stick that electrode in your muscle?
Yeah, and have you flopping around like a fish out of water?
Yeah, I didn't flop around. It was all right. It just
you told them that it didn't hurt, but there's certain parts of it.
They stuck it in my calf, and that triggered a little bit of a pain.
Yeah.
So.
And about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
With Wentz coming back, I think that people ought to get up off of this 100%. He's 100%. He was 100% when he got hurt before. Football is a physical game. Somebody's going to get hurt all the time.
Yeah, if he's ready to play, you got to play him. It's time to play your best.
Let him play.
Yes, I agree.
And the losses probably did them good because now they're going to have to get it together. And, you know.
All right, Preston, I like you. You got an optimistic spin. Wentz is coming back. It's a wake-up call. Everything's good.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
All right, brother. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it. Around the NFL, by the way, is sponsored by. What they're sponsored by. How come I can't get this together?
It's on the page with the Twitter Twitter poll right above it.
Oh, yeah. It's brought to you by Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, New Jersey, where shopping is an adventure. Online at berlinfarmersmarket.com. You have noticed that I'm not really good with papers in front of me that spell out what I'm supposed to say. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Maybe you should color code them.
Here's the thing. I'm like just into the show to the point where I'm not thinking about the other stuff that I have to say.
No, I get it. I just wanted to make sure you got it before the break.
Yeah, Berlin Farmers Market. And of course, it's Football Monday. And Football Monday is brought to us by Recovery Centers of America. So call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.